The following recording is a production of Critical Studies in Media Communication, a publication of the National Communication Association and distributed by Taylor & Francis under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike license. For more information about this audio recording and Critical Studies in Media Communication, please visit Taylor & Francis at www.tandfonline.com.
Breaking Bad, critical essays on the context, politics, style, and reception of the television series. Edited by David P. Pearson, Lexington Books, 2013. Reviewed by Christopher C. Barnes, University of New Mexico, Albuquerque. On Saturday, October 19th, 2013, 200 people gathered at Sunset Memorial Park in Albuquerque, New Mexico, to mourn the loss of a fictional protagonist from the AMC series Breaking Bad. The event included a funeral procession and a eulogy delivered by Breaking Bad set director Michael Flowers. Breaking Bad tells the story of Walter White, a high school chemistry teacher turned methamphetamine producer after a diagnosis of terminal lung cancer. The show's success, illustrated by the mock funeral, raises a number of evocative questions for media scholars and cultural critics, which David Pearson explores in his edited collection, Breaking Bad, Critical Essays on the Context, Politics, Style, and Reception of the Television Series. Pearson's anthology is an agenda-setting book on the popular AMC drama, which will inform future projects on the program. The book is useful for students and researchers interested in Breaking Bad, and provides an excellent reading list for courses that analyze the series. Interdisciplinary in scope, the essays approach Breaking Bad from political economy, cultural, and aesthetic perspectives, and is presented in three interrelated sections: the context, politics, and style and reception of the series. The first section handles the economic and cultural context of the series. Pearson's essay focuses on neoliberal discourses embedded in the program's narrative and characterization, including Walter White's entrepreneurial criminality, the representations of drug policy and enforcement, and the discourses surrounding public school. Dustin Freely explores cultural anxieties of economies of time, arguing that Breaking Bad reproduces our always-on, always-connected culture that relishes in cell phones, social networks, and virtual representations of ourselves. Alberto Burdesco's essay Heisenberg offers insight on how Heisenberg's uncertainty principle permeates Breaking Bad's narrative through Walter's transition from scientifically rational to unpredictably chaotic, governed by hubris and amoral familism. Burdesco provides a unique perspective on how the show's relentless uncertainty creates a Schrödinger's cat mental experiment. Given his cancer diagnosis, Walter is both dead and alive, as well as admirable and morally abhorrent simultaneously. Section 2 examines the politics of Breaking Bad, focusing on masculinity, Latino representations, and disability. Using Raewyn Connell's theory of hegemonic masculinity, Brian Fawcett claims that Walter White's trajectory from failing public school chemistry teacher to ruthless drug lord epitomizes notions of the self-made man embodied in traditional masculinity in America. Andrew Howe points to the diversity of Breaking Bad's Latino characters by demonstrating how the ruthless professional criminal Gustavo Fring and the nurturing DEA agent Steve Gomez both resist Latino stereotypes common to popular television. Jamie Anderson approaches disability on the show, analyzing characters with specific themes from disability scholarship: bodily control, normalcy, and body realism. The final section emphasizes the aesthetic qualities of the series. Pierre Barre and Yves Picard suggest the program's distinctive aesthetic, which privileges images over sound, adheres to a second-degree style. Rosén Sánchez-Barro analyzes the cold openings of the show that stimulate viewer curiosity by employing extreme close-ups and nonlinear narratives. Framing his analysis in humanist geography, Ensley F. Guffey claims that spaces in Breaking Bad, such as the iconic rolling meth lab RV and Jesse Pinkman's anarchic party house, speak to varying human experiences with place. Developing Zygmunt Bauman's notion of liquid modernity, Carlo Nardi argues that Breaking Bad creates a liquid identification, where viewers must constantly renegotiate their identification processes with a morally compromised protagonist. Nardi focuses on how the music accompanying Breaking Bad stimulates this renegotiation of audience identification. For example, Windy and Crystal Blue Persuasion, songs popular in the 1960s that involve egalitarian themes of peace and unity, contradictorily accompany montages in Breaking Bad that center on prostitution, drug addiction, and methamphetamine production, which increase the conflicting tensions rooted in the series. Finally, E.E. Deirdre Pryburn uses Breaking Bad's emotional complexity to demonstrate the salience of emotions and configurations of power in human relationships. Pearson's anthology is a valuable first step in critical evaluations of Breaking Bad. The book's central strength is its interdisciplinary approach. The authors hail from different disciplines, including English, American history, philosophy, audiovisual, and film studies, and each approaches the program from a variety of theoretical frames. The strongest chapters offer encyclopedic knowledge about the program and connect specific textual evidence to larger theoretical ideas, expanding the understanding of the moral complexity and distinctiveness of Breaking Bad. The book is limited to the text of Breaking Bad, leaving reception and consumption for future projects. Though the book title promises attention to reception, the book offers no investigation of Breaking Bad audiences. The best essays make the claim that the morally compromised protagonist engenders ambivalence in audiences who never fully identify with Walter White and his reprehensible actions. This assertion, however, should be substantiated with the chapter offering the voices of audiences. Audience interviews could reveal a number of intriguing insights, from reception of the show's varied performances of masculinity to the consumption habits of viewers. Finally, the book does not emphasize the female characters of Breaking Bad, a limitation that Pearson acknowledges in his introduction by suggesting that more research is needed on the fictional women of Breaking Bad. The struggling white men, for example Tony Soprano, Don Draper, Walter White, of the so-called contemporary golden age of television, have received the most academic attention, even though the plight of these male lead characters are significantly defined by and held in contrast to their female lead characters' counterparts, for example, Carmela Soprano, Betty Draper, Skyler White. Unfortunately, none of the contributions in this volume attend to the complexity of femininity as it exists in concert with and in contrast to the masculinity of the series. Despite this shortcoming, Pearson compiles a useful and thought-provoking collection in this anthology. Just as The Sopranos provoke substantial media scholarship about American culture, Breaking Bad will certainly inspire a wealth of academic work for students and researchers alike. Pearson's contribution is an admirable start.